This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hi everyone, this is Sherm Radio and I'm Archana Jarrett. It's Wednesday morning and Sherm is back on air with another great conversation on all things work. Today's discussion is on rebooting corporate culture. There's no magic formula for great company culture. The key is just to treat your staff how you would like to be treated. This is a quote from Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Group. Culture is simply a shared way of doing something with a passion. This was said by Brian Chesky, co-founder, CEO of Airbnb. So what is corporate culture? Why is it so important for organizations? And is it just a soft, intangible notion? Or is it at the core of successful businesses? Do we need to reboot our corporate culture to suit the new normal today? To talk about all this and more, I'm joined by none other than Manu Narang, CHRO at Sony Pictures Networks. Manu, welcome to Sherm Radio and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Archana. It's a pleasure to share this voice format with you and I'm supremely excited.
My pleasure entirely, Manu. And I know, you know, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this at the upcoming Sherm Edge conference in July. But before we begin on the topic, tell me, how have you been spending your time these days?
Well, you asked a very funny one to start because the days in the last 3 months have been nothing that I had envisaged or imagined in my head. They used to be imaginations, but I never thought they would convert to reality. For example, I could never imagine that I would be A, B, C, D, E together in one day. A is Amma, B is Bai, C is a cook. D is a driver and E is executive of the company. I'm sure a lot of us who are listening in, we are juggling exactly these variations of our life all together. Sometime in the same spirit, I'm teaching my kids a lesson, to in another spirit, I'm cooking a meal, to immediately getting back to handling some crisis moment in our business continuity plan at office. And all of it is bundled in the 24 hours. So, supremely excited. Sometimes overbearing, but nothing compares to the experience which I've had in the last few months. And I'm even more excited about what's to come.
Very well said, Manu. At least I'm in the same club as you and I'm sure a lot of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's strange, but it's not boring. That's for sure. That's one thing we can say about this time.
You don't get the time to get bored, right?
Absolutely. One can only wish one had 24 more hours in each day so we could do more of all of this and have a good time.
Well, wishing for the stars.
So Manu, coming to the topic of corporate culture, do you believe it's a very important and integral part of any organization?
Absolutely. A corporate culture is like a voiced, a very magical layer and thread which binds the whole organization together in my mind. And that cultural thread is what helps the organization deliver on its strategy. I'm sure many of us have heard this phrase multiple times in our lives, that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And it cannot be ever more important in the current times when the entire strategic layout of the organizations itself is changing. That culture has had a huge impact on the way progressive organizations have taken the pandemic as a challenge versus some others who are still reacting to the pandemic and their effect on their business operating model. So, supremely important element of the way organizations of the future and the current times need to operate in.
Okay, and in the current context, do you agree that corporate culture, as it has been known to us, is now undergoing a huge shift?
Absolutely. It's undergoing a massive shift. Consider it a tectonic shift, not an evolutionary one, not something which you push in the system and it takes years to materialize itself into behavioral responses. This is something which has happened overnight, and none of us would have geared up to behaving the way as the new normal executives would behave today. As an example, it reminds me of an experience when I started my corporate career. As an intern or a management trainee, I used to clock in and punch in my ID card to enter office. And even if I was 5 minutes late, I would be tagged as half day. you know, absent. To another time wherein the size of the office and the size of your role determined your turn in a boardroom. And you would largely, if you were a junior employee, never speak in a boardroom, to be honest, unless otherwise asked by a senior. These are facets of culture which are far more embedded in our Indian diaspora, Asian diaspora, which I've seen suddenly getting decluttered. Suddenly, these formats in a virtual work format are becoming bygones even before somebody is realizing. Virtual work format, for example, has democratized idea generation. Virtual work format has converted the entire notion of presentism in office, which we all believed in, 9 to 5, clocking in is the most effective way of working, to productivity and outcome-driven efforts being led by the organizations. I would hope to believe that many organizations are already moving into no hierarchies and no boundaries, creating a border between a great idea. And this is actually becoming a real life possibility with what we have witnessed in the last few months.
Thanks, Manu. So, you know, you talked about hierarchy, you talked about, you know, a more diverse and diasporic nature of our workforces today. So for businesses to stay relevant, how should they be seriously re-looking at their culture?
I think you said something which many of us are still experiencing, thinking about, and ensuring that we lead the way to recarving or rebooting the way we define that thread that binds us together. For many progressive organizations around us who have already started thinking on recrafting that thread which binds them together in the form of culture, one most important facet I would urge for us to think about is performance and productivity-driven efforts as compared to presentism, something which I just stated. Skill and will-driven business goals as compared to hierarchy-driven business goals. Democratization of innovation. There is no other time that the Asian diaspora right now could actually think about democratization of ideas and democratization of innovation. And last but not the least for me, which is my real favorite, where a reboot should happen, must happen across the board, is inclusion. Inclusion no more can have a barrier, whether it is related to the diversity agenda of organizations. Gone are the days when you could actually, you know, attach profiles to the kind of roles people could do. For example, only gender-specific roles are identified in sales and distribution. Only gender or generation-specific roles are identified in another part of service industries, and so on. Diversity agenda in my mind has to become a lot more inclusive, and it is possible now with what we have seen as the advancement of virtual work formats. Engagement. A lot of leaders who strongly believe that I can engage my workforce only when I'm standing in front of them and addressing them and influencing them for results are rebooting their own leadership style to engage with purpose. One of the key themes I have recently been talking to a lot of leaders and coaching them on is a phenomena of BBC. The coaching to the leaders is, if you truly want to embrace this new cultural format of driving excellence through work anywhere, worker anywhere, and workplace being anything, you have to be, first, be present. Second, be organized. And C, communicate over zealously. And these three elements in the form of BBC should become the mantra of any leader who's trying to create the same impact with virtual engagement than in person.
Wow, I think I love the BBC coming from you, Manu. we'll talk a little more about this and, you know, talk a little more about how, you know, remote working, which you touched upon right now, how that's affecting and creating very new and different opportunities for organizations to restructure themselves and the very important aspect of inclusion. I'm in conversation with Manu Narang, CHRO at Sony. This is Sherm Radio. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Sherm Radio. I'm in conversation with Manu Narang on rebooting corporate culture. So Manu, before we talk about, you know, the whole aspect of remote working that we touched upon earlier, what's the one, you know, myth you would like to dispel about corporate culture?
I think, when you talk about culture, as I stated, culture is considered to be the behavior which is displayed in person and the emotional reaction or experience it creates for the organization as a large. And it could be a behavioral element of care, empathy. It could be a behavioral element of meeting your commitments, focusing on diversity, or elements of culture which are core to your value system as an organization. One of the biggest myths in my mind that has really been busted, or call it in a manner of speaking, completely reshifted, is that all these elements of corporate culture require physical space to operate in. I would definitely, imagine a lot of listeners who are listening right now and have worked on workplace reboot agendas in pre-COVID eras, wherein we believed in creating very smart, colorful formats of offices, open working spaces, beautiful, imageries of employees working together, bonding together, bringing to light those elements which propone experience. They all getting converted to virtual work format now. And the significance of workplace driving corporate culture is one of the biggest myths that's getting shackled today. And in my mind, it's also under a lot of serious consideration for progressive organizations to think differently about it.
Very interesting. So, as we are seeing, remote working seems to be coming, will at least in part, if not the way it is today, in the longer term become a part of, organizations. So is there a risk of dilution, and how do organizations sort of, make sure that the employees are part of that, larger purpose as well as bound by that single corporate culture?
This is a very interesting one, and I'd love to hear comments from a lot of listeners who would listen to us. Primarily from a standpoint that I believe that dilution is happening, but there is also a reboot and a refresh that's happening of the corporate culture. So while there are elements of physical workplace creating my hook, my connect with the organization are getting diluted, but there is also a refreshed way in which I'm connected to the organization through virtual means a lot more purposefully and a lot more productively. So gone are the days when I would spend a lot of time shuffling between office and spend a minute which is more task oriented versus when I'm spending my time personally, and a lot of my engagement is centered around productive work efforts which are driving direct operating revenue or efficiency to the organization. So in my mind, I think this is one part of dilution and refresh, which is happening at the same time. And organizations, I hope, are taking the latter view of using this as an opportunity to strengthen purpose-driven goals in their organization.
So Manu, I know you're doing a lot currently, in this space at in your organization as well. Any examples or any learnings you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. And there are enough and more to share. In fact, we were having a leadership team review on how have we done in the last quarter just today morning. And you'd be surprised that we were ourselves amazed with the level of excellence that our team members have been able to deliver on 100% through productive virtual means. To give you an example of some of those elements, for the first time ever in the history of what we call as Who Wants to Be a Billionaire? You have seen Kaun Banega Crorepati, which is the Indian version of it. That IP has always been going for auditions in person. So every year when KBC would be launching in the second half of the year, first half there would be massive searches happening throughout the country in person. This is the first time on virtual format, over 3 million applications came in and auditions happened 100% virtually. we could have never imagined things like those to happen. We could never imagine that we could refresh our online platform, Sony Live, 100% working virtually. We could never imagine doing the entire year-end review for our people, rewarding them, creating goals, and also doing the first round of our performance management cycle all virtually, including development plans, by the way. So a lot of these success stories have given us the confidence that as we shape and charter the new normal for the organization's culture around work, worker, and workplace, this is that moment to do it now. A couple of other examples on the work which I shared with you on worker. This is time wherein actually we used to be, and we still are, a very location-centric organization. We have international presence in about 5 locations, and in the country, we are having our employee presence in about 7. But largely, a massive concentration is in Mumbai. In the spirit of really imbibing the new normal, which is the first time we're actually saying that my talent can come from anywhere in the world. I don't need to have my content writer being based in Mumbai only. She or he can actually be working from anywhere in the world as long as they understand the needs of the organization and deliver to it. So talent can be based anywhere, can work anywhere, and deliver to the organization's goals is a massive shift on the worker that's happening. The second very critical one, which is going on, is centered around skill and will-based hierarchy. And I want to just click on this for a minute before I pause. We are trying to shackle away from organization hierarchy defining what happens in the organization. And we are rather taking a step back to say a smart idea by a capable and a competent team is far more valuable than functional silos that deliver results for the organizations. So agile pods are the future for us, and we look forward to embarking on that journey very, very soon. So I'll just pause on this. There are lots of things happening along the board, which I'd love to share.
I wish we had a lot more time for this conversation, Manu, but I know you'll be talking a lot more about this subject at the Sherm Edge conference in July as well. So that would be a very interesting conversation. But just before we end, one very quick last question. You know, you talked about the big shift. And these examples that you shared about, you know, how you were able to re-look at your, you know, the way of doing things and the way business was happening. There are so many examples today of things, you know, that were being done a particular way. And we've had to adapt, of course, given, you know, a virus that has helped us think out of the box for the first time, at least in our lifetime, probably maybe 100 years ago, it may have happened. But it's interesting how organizations are actually re-looking at certain ways, and I think that it's bringing in a lot of efficiencies and cost saving as well. I want to know your perspective on that.
I think it's really the most critical of all questions. While the organization culture is getting rebooted, is it finally gaining efficiency for the organization? The answer is absolute yes. And with some of the signs of productivity enhancement and massive deliveries that our organization has been delivered, we feel ever more confident that a culture which is a hybrid amalgamation of driving efficiencies is the most critical one. And I'm hopeful that a lot of organizations take a cue from that. However, one piece is that productivity and efficiency cannot be the prime drivers of changing the new normal and cultural thread. It has to do a lot with the mindset and what you want the new normal of the organization to look like.
Yeah, so I think we all need to start thinking now. This is the right time to be, you know, rethinking a lot of these questions, Manu. We're so absolutely out of time. Unfortunately, can't carry this conversation further. But it's been a pleasure speaking to you. And thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure catching up.
Likewise, Manu. And thank you everyone for listening into Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media Podcasters. Until then, stay tuned as we come back next Wednesday at 10 a.m. with another great conversation on all things work. Till then, remember, BBC. Be present, be organized, and communicate overzealously as shared by Manu Naran. Thank you.
This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.